United States' strong message to China from India. They say China is no friend to democracy, the rule of law and transparency. Our leaders and citizens have seen this. Also, Secretary of State Pompeo begins with a tribute to the soldiers who laid down their lives in Galwan Valley in Ladakh. And an India-United States crucial defense agreement is signed today. They also, the Secretary of State and Defense Secretary of the United States, meet Prime Minister Modi. India's new cases fall below 40,000, but the government says we must keep our guard up. Kerala, West Bengal and Delhi are still on the rise. Also, warning of the link between air pollution and COVID. Facebook's public policy head Anki Das quits amid a controversy over whether she had allowed hate speech by a BJP leader to stay on Facebook. Facebook currently being questioned by a parliamentary panel, the standing committee, and also Facebook says that she's quit to go into public service. The first and a crucial phase of Bihar elections tomorrow. Meanwhile, for leaders from caste to children and jail, nothing is off limits. Any Indian can now buy land in Jammu and Kashmir. New land laws are notified in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Agricultural land, however, will not be sold to outsiders. The Lieutenant Governor says this will help business investment in the Union Territory. Ex-Chief Minister says it is a betrayal of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. This horrific story, just 21 years old, Nikita shot dead outside her college in Haryana near Delhi. The assailant, Tawfiq, tries to grab her in his car, then shoots her. The family says they had complained about Tawfiq 2 years ago as well. Beaten from 7:45 p.m. to 3 a.m., the CBI charge sheet into the investigation of father-son custodial killings in Tamil Nadu has shocking details. The son was made to wipe his father's bloodstains from the floor, and it was the inspector who instigated cops to keep beating both of them. Just days before the presidential election, President Trump gets his Supreme Court nominee. It gives him a crucial Supreme Court majority before the election verdict is announced. The Democrats strongly oppose this. And NASA finds traces of water molecules on the moon. Strong message sent by US Secretary of State Pompeo to China from India. Both the Secretary of State Pompeo and the Defense Secretary are here from America to sign a crucial agreement with their Indian counterparts. They also met Prime Minister Modi. Secretary of State Pompeo began with a tribute to the Indian soldiers who laid down their lives in the Galwan Valley in Ladakh. The crucial defense agreement was also signed, an agreement which gives India an advantage vis-a-vis China.
We visited the National War Memorial to honor the brave men and women of the Indian Armed Forces who have sacrificed for the world's largest democracy, including 20 that were killed by the PLA forces in the Galwan Valley. Our leaders and our citizens see with increasing clarity that the CCP is no friend to democracy, the rule of law, transparency, nor to freedom of navigation.
The threat posed by the Chinese Communist Party, the underlying theme as India and the US reaffirm their strategic relationship by signing the final foundational agreement, BECA, or the Basic Exchange and Cooperation Agreement, through which India will be able to access sensitive data from US satellites and sensors that can be used to hit targets in China or Pakistan.
It is great to be here in New Delhi.
Today's 2+2 talks in New Delhi established without a doubt the changing US priorities in South Asia, where Pakistan used to once be a primary ally, but has since turned to Beijing for weaponry after the US decision to stop military aid to Islamabad. Between 2010 and 2014, the US accounted for 30% of Pakistan's arms imports. In the same period, China accounted for 51%. Between 2015 and 2019, the US accounted for only 4.1%, while Beijing accounted for a whopping 73%.
Buried in the messaging today was mention of maritime domain awareness and the joint development of systems. It is believed that India and the US have also agreed to a highly sensitive agreement whereby India could get information on the movement of Chinese fleets on a real-time basis, a huge force multiplier in the Indian Ocean region, which sees an active Chinese presence.